Welcome to Captivate Insider, brought to you by Rebel Base Media. This is Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder here at Rebel Base Media. I'm taking you behind the scenes of the Captivate.fm podcast hosting, analytics and marketing platform, giving you an insight into what it takes to build the platform and, in particular, coming at you with our weekly updates. And this week is no different. We've got a wonderful update for you all around a fabulous integration. So again, welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure. So this week's been a fun one again. It's always fun working on Captivate. We've seen a heck of a lot of people diving into the platform, starting to see the user base really, really pick up. And I just want to thank everyone that supports us every single week for that. I want to give a big shout out to a lot of people that help us with feature requests, with ideas. We've got Julian Hatfield. Thank you to Eric Goranson. Thanks to Cody Boyce and the Create Media team. Thank you to everyone out there that uses Captivate, to Sophia, a lot of the new members that are helping us with some of the ideas that we're putting together. And we're actually in the final throes of testing Captivate Sync as well, the WordPress plugin. So look out for an update on that probably next week, actually, on this show. Next week, it's going to be an interesting one because we've been testing that with podcast websites, the WordPress platform, and of course we've been testing that with WordPress kind of standard, you know, the non-podcast websites version of WordPress, which has all been very, very interesting. We've bounced that off to WordPress. They came back with a couple more slight little tweaks, things like don't use a CDN for your jQuery, like just boring kind of tech geeky stuff that the engineers of the world will get. So it's all very straightforward stuff. So we're just in the final throes of doing that. But this week, it is all about Ali 2. You see, we've always had this vision of making podcasting as simple as it can possibly be. But we see two things happening every single day getting in the way of that. Number one, some podcast hosting companies making podcasting more complex than it needs to be in 2019. Generally, making podcasters feel pretty bad about not being a quote-unquote expert. I've seen it so many times on Facebook. You see some of the incumbent hosting companies being very condescending to podcasting. I don't like that. I don't think it's the way that podcasting should be. I don't think that's not us, all right? And number two, I see new tech companies entering the space because they spot the potential to make money. But the thing is, to succeed in podcasting, you have got to love it because it's hard and it doesn't have that instant stickiness that other hobbies, professions or commitments do. So if you don't see your downloads jump quickly, you're probably going to pod fade, you know, you're probably just going to bail. And the same thing goes for tech companies in this space. Sure, you can generate a little bit of buzz early on, but can you maintain a quality product when the industry is still finding its commercial feet? So if we kind of just jump back to when we built podcast websites back in 2015, we brought with it kind of this human touch, you know, this very thing that I'm doing now, this human touch that is still missing from many podcast hosting companies. When we decided to shake up the podcasting hosting industry by creating Captivate, we decided just to put that human touch, this thing that I'm doing right now, put that human touch front and center, as we always do with everything here at Rebel Base Media. It's why people love Captivate, and it's why people love our Rebel Base Media team. We treat you like a person, and we never, ever talk down to you. But specifically, and more than that, we rebuilt podcast hosting with Captivate from the ground up, with this core focus on simplicity, on usability, and a real growth focus on giving podcasters what they need without these bizarre outdated pricing structures and all that imposed limit on creativity. Even people like Buzzsprout, who profess to allow you to host multiple shows. Sure, they allow you to do that under one host account, but you're still charging. They're still charging you for RSS feeds. It's crazy. I don't think that's the right way to do it. In short, we think about what podcasters need today and tomorrow. That's important. We think about what you need tomorrow and then we go ahead and we build it. And we've done our time. You know, we spent a long time getting to know the industry without diving in and professing to know all the answers. You know, we don't think we've got all the answers. We think it's a collaborative approach. We think we can innovate and we can try things and test things, but we think the industry is collaborating. But we did all of that time. We traveled to all of the conferences. We spoke to all of the people. We spent easily high six figures on just traveling and sponsoring conferences so that we could get out there and speak to people, but without sacrificing the ability to quietly innovate and pleasantly surprise our podcasters. I think that's what makes Captivate really, really special. And so whilst we were building Captivate out, we've been stealthily working on something behind the scenes to make podcasters' lives that much easier. And that's why over the last couple of days, and as part of this wider project to deliver a platform that allows podcasters a simple way to develop their podcast, we're delighted to announce a deep integration with Alitu, the world's number one online podcast editing and creation platform. Now, I've been friends with Colin Gray, the founder of Alitu, for years now. He's a great friend and a fantastic guy, and no one loves the podcasting space more than Colin does. But more than that, no one more exemplifies the way that we approach podcast creation than Colin and his team. He's an innovator. He absolutely adores the space. He's been in podcasting for a long, long time. A wonderful guy, and his team are fantastic. And when they started creating Alitu, this online editor, we just thought, do you know what? We can do something together with Colin here to deliver one platform that delivers stress-free podcasting, all right? So, from this week, Alitu users can connect their Captivate account and publish and edit their show straight to Captivate using two tightly integrated systems, making your podcasting workflow exceptionally easy. Now, we're not finished yet. There's more to come on this front. We're going to be adding an extra integration and pushing out something that is a one single-stop solution for stress-free podcasting, all right? Tying together proven technology and industry denizens to bring together a really simple podcasting platform with the stability of the trusted names behind them. Also, it's really hard to say denizens. I don't know why I wrote that. Why did I write denizens? I must have been playing Gears of War because that's used throughout that one. So anyway, a huge thank you to Colin and his team for being amazing to work with. And as a podcaster, start simplifying your podcasting workflow with Alitu and Captivate. Go and check it out. It's very, very simple. It's very, very straightforward. And it's just a lot of fun to be able to do. So here's to stress-free podcasting. And until the next time, keep on talking.